Before you hear the next part of the program, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Now I'll go on to events the week after next, starting with Tuesday the 18th, when there's an evening of music from West Africa. This will be held at the Recreation Centre and all tickets cost £8. The usual reduced prices for groups aren't available for this event, I'm afraid, but there are concessions for students. Don't forget, you need to provide proof when you book. The following evening, the 19th, the Stars Touring Opera Company will be performing Bizet's ever-popular Carmen at the Town Hall. If you saw the company when they visited us last year, you'll know they're one of the best opera companies around, and the tickets are a bargain at £5 to £25. There are only a few left, though, and the box office manager has asked me to remind you that the box office doesn't take email bookings, and because of staff shortages, they're giving priority to customers who come in person. If you use the phone, they may not be able to answer. And just one more event to mention. On the 21st, there'll be a varied programme of classical and popular songs performed by the Jamestown Singers, a group of talented young professionals from this area. The recital will take place at the university, and this is the first public performance there this autumn. Tickets cost £7 and must be booked in advance. Some of these young singers are likely to be the stars of the future, so it's well worth hearing them now. OK, and that ends this week's music news.
Thank you, Emma.